Hi guys, this is Ken Yuzinski from CatholicSpeaker.com, and this is
Janelle Yuzinski.
Today we're going to talk about family prayer. So Janelle, can you please describe to everyone our family prayer?
Sure. So basically, what we do, I feel like it's multiple times during the day. So obviously, like, we do prayer before meals. We do a special kind of gratitude thing, especially around supper time, where we're all sitting at the kitchen table. And then in the evening, now after the kids have gotten their teeth flossed and brushed and in their pajamas, then we're attempting to pray a full rosary. I can't say that we are perfect at praying the full rosary at this point, but it has definitely been an improvement. I'd say at least a minimum of 2 decades.
Yeah, so you know that we have a 7-year-old, a 5-year-old, a 4-year-old, 1.5. And would you describe our family prayers very meditative and reverent?
No. But I think it's consistent, and I think that's beautiful.
That's right. You know, because... it's very difficult for me to meditate upon the mysteries of the rosary. I'm more thinking about how someone is crawling across the room, or someone is crying, or, you know, the rosary just got flung across and hit somebody, or it just is not necessarily perfectly reverent. Everyone's crossed themselves and everyone's perfectly fixed upon, you know, Mary or Jesus, and it doesn't work that way. But what we do is at least we pray. And for me, I don't know how you feel. I feel like we'll get better at it.
Mm-hmm. We are a work in progress.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think our prayer, and maybe you're in a similar situation to us, and then you feel like family prayer is such a chore, it's never perfect. I don't think it has to be perfect. I think we just have to pray. And the more we pray, the better we get. And what I feel is very important too, one, it honors God. We do our best. We just try to honor God. The second thing is that it establishes habits. And it's our habits that change our life. And I think one of the most important habits that we can instill into children and even develop for ourselves is prayer. Mm-hmm. Because prayer changes us. It develops. You can't have a relationship with God without prayer. So we try.
We'll get there. And some days we do.
Yes.
Pray the whole rosary.
Oh, yes. Some days we do. Pray the whole rosary. So, my friends, I encourage you, if you come from a family, you have little children, and you're wondering, should I or should I not pray as a family, go for it. Do it every day. And if you've never done this before, just start simple. Start with a single decade. It doesn't have to be the full thing, and then work your way up from there. But we want to thank you for your time, and God bless you.